Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Patton Cook running things here in the Striking Fair Family Fun Center Studios. John is off today. He'll be back in on Monday morning. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. That bradpowers.com link, the top right of the page. Bill King, who was on yesterday with Bill, heard him with a Tuesday matinee, or a cameo, rather. Good morning, Brad. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. First off, I do notice, congratulations on a good weekend last weekend.
Oh, it was okay. I mean, it could always be better.
Yeah, 5-0, 10-0, you know what? Are you a perfectionist?
You'd like to win a little bit better. So, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, there's some things I want to ask you, but right now I'm looking at it, and Bill mentioned it earlier today, quite frankly, I got to a cool experience. I've been to now all 12 of, I would say the original stadiums, but I got to do TSU broadcast at Mississippi State. I'd never been to Davis-Wade Stadium, so I've been to every stadium in the SEC except the new ones, Texas A&M and Missouri, the newer ones, rather. You know, do you miss going to games?
Yeah, I mean, I miss more of the fan experience. I break away because I can break away and go to UNLV games because I can literally leave my house and be in my seat within 30 minutes. And I usually leave even sometimes before halftime. But, I certainly miss some aspects to it instead of, you know, it being a job, a business. It from time to time it happens. But you know what? I'm very happy and thankful to be doing what I'm doing.
Well, tomorrow night, I don't know what to do. You tell me. The Egg Bowl, I think Ole Miss opened up -2. I think it's flipped a little bit. Mississippi State may be a bit of a favorite, 1.5 or whatever. And I saw Mississippi State in person, and Will Rogers is the real deal. What an arm. But anyway, tomorrow night, is this one you just sit back and watch and enjoy, or you got something on it?
Yeah, I'm going to probably sit back and enjoy it. And now I'll tell you, the public's going to want to bet the over, and they'll probably bet the over all day tomorrow. I'll probably talk myself into fading that and betting the under. I tweeted this out earlier this week. Everybody thinks, you know, offense with Ole Miss, and they're also going to think offense with Mike Leach. So, I mean, money's going to pour in on that over. But the reality is, as far as, you know, Ole Miss games, I mean, and I had it last week, one of my favorite bets of the week was the under. I mean, it's cashed 6 straight times in Ole Miss games by an average of 21 points per game. So, yeah, these games are flying under the total. So, I'll probably talk myself into that. Nothing big, though.
I love your tweet because I was at it and I was sort of curious. I didn't even know what the number was when I was doing the game. But Mississippi State, a 44-point favorite over TSU, a 43-yard field goal with 27 seconds for a 45-point win. Coaches know what the spread is, don't they?
They certainly know more than what they did, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago. I'm not saying that Leach knew it specifically, and I'm not saying he did it just to cover the spread, but I can tell you this. There's a lot more coaches that are very well aware of the spread compared to what there used to be.
Well, then why kick the field goal, right?
He's kind of a quirky guy, so I'm not going to say again that he specifically did it to cover the spread. I know they have struggled with their field goal kick in their kicking game this year. So maybe you look at the Arkansas game. So I'm guessing that was the reason why he did it, to get somebody, you know, out there to get another attempt before what's going to be perceived to be a really close game against Ole Miss. So I'm going to say that that's why he did it.
Well, that's what I said on the air because, I'm, you know, talking to the Neil Price, the play-by-play guy at Mississippi State, an old buddy of mine, one thing they struggled with is, you know, bouncing back from two different kickers. So that was what I said on the air, and then I didn't even realize it till I saw your tweet what the number was. So I thought that was pretty, okay. Florida State and Florida. Is it right that Florida opened at 10 and then the Mullen news comes out and that dropped all the way to 2, maybe less than that?
Oh, wow. You know, people are quoting a lot of, like, spreads. I mean, that might have been a look-ahead line, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure. I didn't see that. at all. I mean, I can tell you when it opened on Sunday morning, it was 4-2, and we've seen some money come in on the Gators. It's up to 2.5 and even 3 in some spots. So that 10 was probably at one book, and it was a look ahead line. You finally bet $500 at max. So I wouldn't necessarily treat that one as the opening line. I could tell you what I treat as the opening line is at a circus sports where you can get down thousands of dollars on a side on Sunday morning. It's every Sunday morning. A lot of professionals bet into them, including myself. That opening line was 4-2. I could tell you I bet Florida State. I think Florida State wins. If it was money line, I would have taken Florida State. So I just think Florida's playing out the season with an interim coach. Florida State, max motivated, not just because it's a rivalry game, but they want to get to a bowl game. It's very important for that program. They're playing better than Florida, obviously. I'll take the Noles.
And, while we're running through them all, Alabama, Auburn, the Iron Bowl, Alabama, I'm 20. You can correct that number, I saw the last at 20. What are you thinking there?
Yeah, 19.5 is probably more the consensus line. Tough game. I mean, I'm not sure how motivated for margin Alabama is. I think it's kind of a win and get the heck out and start prepping for Georgia next week. Because of that, I'd probably lean Auburn. But with their backup quarterback and a head coach that I mean, I don't know if he's there long term. I'm hearing whispers. I'm not sure he's long for that job. So. Yeah, I'm not running the window to bet the War Eagle in this one. What I will maybe get to the window at is under. Again, I think Alabama has a relatively conservative plan. Get in there, get the win, and get the heck out of there. So under 56 is probably my preference at this point.
Well, we're going down the rivalry weekend here in the SEC. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. I'm looking at 30. 31. What are you thinking there? 31. And every time I see that, and Vandy covered against Ole Miss and actually moved the ball and got some things done offensively. I know it was against Ole Miss, but can Vandy make this a second half game?
I think so. I mean, they've actually covered 3 in a row back to the Missouri game. So, I mean, they haven't quit on the season, at least, compared to expectations. So, lean Vanderbilt. It is surprising to me. There are some books out there with 31.5, even one book with 32.5. So, shop around, maybe take that all-important hook on a football score there with Vanderbilt. But, again, that's pizza money there. That's not me betting a heck of a lot.
Brad Powers with it. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. The Bill King link at the top right of the page. When we conclude this, we'll let you know how to get all of Brad's stuff. And I think it's really cool that you can download for free all of the past issues as well. I read your stuff, and you do a breakdown on every game. And I see a stat that keeps coming up in your talking about these games. Yard per play margin and yard per game margin. Why do those? Because I don't see a lot of other stats that necessarily show up, but a lot of them, the yard per play shows up a lot, and then the yard per game. Why are those important to you?
Yards per play is probably the favorite wise guy stat. It shows how explosive you are. You against the opponent, on a per play basis, what's your margin? I use those couple of stats there just to show, because the scoreboard doesn't necessarily always reflect what the actual game was. So that's why I dive into. I mean, Joe Q Public's just going to look at the final scores. I like to dive in and look at yards per game and yards per play specifically. Sometimes you can find some hidden value there.
Yeah, and another one is just and the yard per game too. And I heard something yesterday that I don't think I've ever heard you say. I think it was the Michigan-Ohio State game that you're going with your heart instead of maybe away from your numbers a little bit. Did I hear you say that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do it every week, probably one time out of 10 I do it. When I bet Ohio State -7 on the open this week, I mean, sometimes you just make bets knowing full well where the market's going to go. I mean, this ain't rocket science. I mean, you don't even have to be head cashier at Walmart to figure some of this things out. I mean, if you follow the market, you knew Joe Q Public is going to want to bet Ohio State this week. So you get out in front of the market, you bet Ohio State early, and, you know, we'll see how far the line goes up. I mean, right now, I mean, it's starting to get to the point where it's pretty strong on Michigan. But then again, I mean, look, I mean, Michigan's number one in the country in ATS margin this year. I mean, they're 9-2 against the spread. They've covered by more than a touchdown per game, but they haven't played Ohio State. And the thing with Ohio State is, you know, obviously they got better talent than Michigan. They got better coaches than Michigan. And there's never a motivational issue in this game for Ohio State. They're always max motivated. They usually play their best game of the year in this game. So because of that, you know, my numbers can say one thing. My eye test can say another. I've watched this rivalry for a lot, you know, my entire life. I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, which is dead center in between these two schools. And right now, I mean, Ohio State just has Michigan's number. So that's why I bet Ohio State.
Well, and you took it at 7 or what? I see some 8.5s out there now. So
yeah, it's 8.5. And I don't see it coming down. I mean, remember, Joe Q Public on bet on Saturday. They're busy, you know, Thanksgiving plans and this and, you know, basketball tonight and, you know, tomorrow the NFL and whatnot and the Egg Bowl. And then Saturday morning, they'll be like, oh, time to bet Ohio State. And they're not afraid. You know, they bet teams, not numbers. They don't care what that spread is.
Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Tomorrow, the triple header, we're forced to watch the Lions one more time on Thanksgiving. And then the Bears, Lions, the Raiders, Cowboys, Bills, Saints. You see any value in any of those three? Or anybody wants to sit around and after their, what is that, tryptophan nap, wake up and see if they won money?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, believe it or not, I think my favorite play would be the Chicago-Detroit game. I'm going to lean Detroit +3, and I'm going to take under 41.5. I just think, I know Detroit hasn't won a game this year, but I think that locker room's in better shape than Chicago's locker room. I mean, whispers of, you know, Matt Nagy, you know, possibly getting fired after this game. So I'm going to lean with the Lions. Hey, as bad as they've been, they cover point spreads. They're 6-4 against the number, so I'm going to take Detroit there. Boy, the other ones, we'll see. A ton of money's coming in on Buffalo. It might get to the point where I'm going to tease the two favorites in the later games. I'll tease Dallas down to 1.5, and I'll tease Buffalo down. I mean, that would be my preference there. Although, I'll say this, Buffalo has been the highest variance team in maybe NFL history. And there's some advanced analytics sites out there called, like, Football Outsiders. And right now, in the history of their you know, of their numbers, Buffalo is the highest variance team. Makes sense. I mean, they either win the game by 35 or they lose outright as a big favorite.
You had the Texans last week plus the points against the Titans and that driving rain and turnovers and injuries, the mash unit that the Titans are. They go to New England, opened at 2.5, is now 6.5. They've cut Adrian Peterson. They brought in Golden Tate. They've already in the process of using more players on a roster than any team in the history of the NFL. Do you fade the Titans right now? What do you do?
I don't want to fade them. I thought last week was the game to fade them, obviously. I think people were surprised my top play was Houston. I've had a pretty good pulse on Tennessee games this year. I've been involved, it seems like, almost every week in their games as far as top plays of the week, and I've won more than I've lost. I mean, New England's on fire right now. 5 straight wins by 25 points per game. 5 straight covers by 22 points per game. I could only lean New England, but there'll be a time where it might get too expensive, and that number is going to be 7. So, I mean, right now you bet numbers, not teams, and lean New England minus 6.5. Total pass at 7, if not a lean towards Tennessee at that number.
Anything Saturday you can give us a little tip on that you like?
Well, Florida State's one that I really like. I mentioned that one. I like them to win outright over the Gators. Another game that I'm probably completely flying under the radar that I really like, I like California. You can shop real hard, still find a 7. Right now, a lot of places have moved to 6.5. They have a really bad data point recently, and that was when they played the COVID game against Arizona. They lost outright to a terrible Arizona team. Why? Because, I mean, they played without half their team because of COVID. And pretty much the only team that's been affected by COVID this entire college football season. You saw them rebound very strong last week against Stanford. They crushed the Cardinal. And, you know, they're max motivated. They need to win their final two games to get to a bowl game. So I think UCLA's fitting, you know, sitting fat and happy at 7 wins. Cal plus 6.5, plus 7. Sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
Yeah, I mean, you called the UCLA Southern Cal one. I didn't think you thought it would get that big, but wow, what a mess Southern Cal is. Anything on Sunday stand out to you?
I got a meeting with my NFL guys as soon as this phone call ends. I don't have anything that really, you know, tickled my fancy throughout the early in the week. I can tell you, I might probably talk myself on Sunday Night Football into Baltimore. I mean, with Baker Mayfield really banged up, Baltimore getting Lamar Jackson back, 3.5 seems really short to me.
All right. Well, Brad, have a great Thanksgiving. We appreciate it. Tell the people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Download past issues of my newsletter for free. You like what you see, you can sign up. And most importantly, for the next few days and this weekend, a very happy and safe Thanksgiving to you and your families and all the listeners out there, and especially you, Greg.
Well, wow, that's the nicest thing that's been said to me in weeks. Thank you, Brad.
No, thank you.
All right.
Very thankful that I'm a part of this show each and every week.
Well, I enjoy it, you know, and I call myself a student of you. I really do. I really try to listen to everything you say with Bill and read all your stuff, read all your tweets. You know what, Brad? Although you're a nerd, you intrigue me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay. It was. I meant it that way. Hey, thanks, Brad. Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Brad Powers.